They Got Out, a sci-fi and horror collection. Written by C.A. Gleason. Narrated by Micah Mason, Aaron Smith, Kate Marson, and Chip McCullough.
Him. Written by C.A. Gleason. Narrated by Micah Mason.
Chapter 1. Emma was excited when she saw the sun-drenched park. It made her forget what had happened. She didn't want to remember what she'd made him do. Mommies talked among themselves as their children played on the jungle gym. There were even a few down by the water swimming. They were lucky. Emma didn't know how to swim. She hadn't had the chance to learn yet. It probably would be a long time since her parents were now gone. She liked him, but he scared her a little. He was stronger than he'd ever been, and although he never spoke, Emma could feel him as a part of her. She didn't even know what he was capable of until her mom had made her mad. Then he got mad. Emma's dad had tried to stop him, but he attacked him, too. When it was all over, he was back with her. As Emma walked through the park, other kids stared, and she wondered why. She didn't feel any different from them. She felt him start to wander, as he often did. It was almost unnoticeable how he snaked among the other shadows. When Emma approached a few kids on the swings and tried to talk to them, they only smiled and laughed at her. They were a little older than she was, and she got the feeling that they didn't know what she was saying. She only wanted to play. She felt him grow behind her, and their laughing stopped. They had fear in their eyes, and they panicked and ran, screaming for their mommies. But it was already too late. He'd stretched across the sun-coated grass, flinging them into the air and ripping them to pieces. Their mommies froze in horror, not quite capable of understanding what they'd just seen. Emma knew they had to be next. He knew, too, and went after them. He grabbed the skinny woman first. She screamed, and the old one ran, but not fast enough. Emma's shadow seized her, too, and all Emma saw of them was the red water that poured out of them. Others clearly had no idea what was actually happening, but they could hear the screaming echoing across the park, and all ran in terror. Emma felt her shadow spread as if she controlled him out of her back. He reminded her of a kite she'd flown once, how the wind tugged it higher and higher, yet she still had a secure grip on it. Those that lived longest were the ones that treaded water. He seemed to be saving them. They realized they'd trapped themselves and tried swimming for the opposite shore. Emma's shadow rocketed across the park and over the lake. The shadow was pure power. His movement crushed the atmosphere, sounding like a heavy boot slowly stepping on fresh snow, as he compressed, squeezed, and flexed it to his bidding. He plucked the mommies from the water, and they screamed. Their red water fell with a splash and mixed with the lake. After, he returned and was normal again. Emma walked through the park that was now hers. She caught a reflection in the window of the clubhouse and saw why the other kids had laughed. It made her laugh, too. She looked wild, like some of the tribal kids she'd seen on the programs she'd watched with her dad. Her clothes were ragged, and she had dirt all over her face. She tried to remember how long she'd walked after she'd left her parents. She thought the amount of time could be weeks, or maybe months. She wondered if he could teach her to read. She hoped so. It probably would make everything easier. She was tired again. Every time he got mad, she got tired, so she laid down.
Chapter 2.
Hearing geese in the distance woke Emma. It was morning. As she opened her eyes, she saw that they were closer than she initially thought. They honked near the water. Emma stood and yawned. There were no traces of what had happened. He always cleaned up the red water. The park was a little on the cool side, but she never had to worry about keeping warm, not with him around. Then she heard people behind her, whispering with grown-up voices. She turned and saw a man and a woman looking down on her. Both had smiles on their faces. The woman looked at Emma as if she were thinking of saying what she needed her own mommy to say. She'd heard other mommies say it to their daughters, but Emma's mommy never would, like she felt the opposite. She had to think hard to remember it. Then she did. "Do you love me?" The woman looked over at the man, and then back to Emma. "Yes, honey, I do. Are you lost? Where's your mom?" Emma's lip trembled. "Will you be my mommy?" The woman's eyes shined with tears. "Of course I will." When she picked Emma up, she felt him tense, but Emma concentrated and